Officials say China's expecting to see a bumper summer grain harvest this year thanks to increasing crop yields. Minister of Agriculture and Rural Affairs Tong Renjian says more than half of the wheat in the southwest part of China has been harvested, posting an increasing trend. Tong says the crops in the alluvial plain along the Yellow, Huaihe, and Haihe rivers also grew better than last year. The minister says over 600,000 combine harvesters will be deployed to harvest the wheat this year. Three companies have been granted permits to run unmanned delivery vehicles on designated open roads in Beijing. The permits were issued to e-commerce giant JD.com, online service company Meituan, and autonomous driving vehicle producer Neolix. The vehicles will operate in the autonomous driving demonstration area known as E-Town in Daxing District. Officials say they'll be used for express delivery, catering, and retail business in the demonstration area. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi attended a celebration activity in Beijing yesterday, marking the 58th Africa Day. It commemorates the founding of the Organization of African Unity in 1963. Addressing diplomats from African countries who attended the event, Wang said this is a festival that China and Africa jointly celebrate.
Strengthening cooperation with African countries will always be China's diplomatic priority. Both sides support each other on issues of core interests, from the fight for national independence to upholding national dignity. China wants to push bilateral cooperation to one of higher quality, such as in areas of climate change, digital economy, and human resources.
In 2020, China's direct investment was almost $3 billion in Africa, covering 47 African countries. Meanwhile, the amount of newly signed contracts in Africa increased by over 20% year-on-year, reaching $68 billion. The U.S.-China Business Council says U.S. exports to China have benefited nearly all states and industries across America. Data released by the council shows that U.S. exports to China grew by about 18% year-on-year to over $123 billion in 2020. China became the United States' third-largest market for exports of goods last year and was among the top five destinations for goods from 45 U.S. states. The council says 35 states saw growth in exports to China, and 9 gained more than $1 billion in growth of export value. Meantime, the council says American companies still regard the Chinese market as important, with 1,600 enterprises setting up operations in China last year. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin are to hold their first summit on June 16th in Geneva. The White House said the two leaders will discuss a full range of pressing issues as they seek to restore predictability and stability in the U.S.-Russia relationship. The Kremlin also confirmed the planned meeting in a separate statement released on Tuesday. The meeting will be Biden's first in-person meeting as president with Putin. Major ports on India's east coast are on guard against an incoming storm. Cyclone Yaas is predicted to make landfall this afternoon, bringing heavy rainfall. Authorities in West Bengal and Odisha have evacuated people from low-lying areas. An advisory has been issued to shipping companies and operators to ensure they take necessary protective measures for vessels in the area. The government's also issued an action plan to suspend railway and road movement in the port area.